Morning, Paul. What can you tell us about how long Mark Scheif will be out and the nature of the injury?
Sustained a concussion yesterday, and it was out a minimum of 7 days. He's on the IR. So we normally, we don't go into detail about our injuries, but this is not one that he's coming back unless he's 100%. So when he's at 100% and the doctor says he's 100% cleared, then he'll be ready to play. If it goes hopefully as well as it can, that might be a 7 day number. I can't guarantee that, and we won't be pushing the envelope at all here with this. This is going to be when he steps back into uniform or full contact practice. It'll be at 100%. It's going to be at least 7 days.
Obviously, you got the blender out. What are you hoping for in the new line combinations?
Well, it's not all a function of Mark's injury. That had a critical reasoning for it happening now. It's something that we've talked about and looked at, right from July. And it's a version of what we started the season with. So we were considering going to it at some point. What we needed Adam Lowry to be back and playing the game we feel he can play. He played very well in the American League and got back to touching the puck and being a real good player kind of at both ends. And we want to put him back into that situation here tonight and get him going again.
Was anyone to blame for what happened in that collision yesterday?
No.
Because there's going to be some people who see Andrew Ladd move off that top line today, and they're going to wonder if there was something punitive
on
your part.
Yeah, I wouldn't give that much of their day. I wouldn't let that idea soak up too much time. That would be wasted time. It was just a collision. Mark's reaching for a puck. A D got in between. Andrew's going for the puck. No, it wouldn't be punitive. No.
Paul, when you sat down with management this summer and kind of determined what you were going to do with this team and there were going to be some openings for younger players to fill, was the possibility of a step back or a step sideways, was that... Did you guys discuss that was a possibility?
Well, we would never limit what we're capable of doing prior to it. So we knew there would be opportunities just in the number of vacancies that we had, and then we just picked our team. And so Nick Ehlers, clearly at that point in time, was the guy that was in there, and Kopp, and at the time, Patan, and Burmistrov kind of comes back. So a third of your forward group didn't play in the NHL last year, but two-thirds of it did. So the structure of it, and how the lines fell, we've moved that around a little bit based on performances. But no, we wouldn't have limited ourselves in what we thought our team was capable of doing, and we won't now.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting that you would limit it, but you would also be available or be aware that there could be a possibility that you might not be as strong a team as you were last year due to the changes and the lack of experience some of your players have.
Right, and then there's the group of teams that you go back to last year that added pieces that thought that we are way better, Dallas, and didn't make the playoffs. So both sides are possible. Well, really, a real quick, simple game by them last night. I thought they didn't look like they had any time off, but a team that, it had so much going on probably into that break that the break was good for them mentally. They got to hit the reset button and they looked fast and they looked quick and really focused on a simple game. Makes it sound like they're not capable of playing a complex game. That wouldn't be my point. They played a fast, quick game and did things simply and were really effective. So they skate like they did last night. We're going to have to be on our toes here. I don't know the answer to that. Paul, I really don't. Most days you look at the schedule and see a back-to-back night, you think, boy, you got a pretty good advantage going in, and here you're going, they're more game ready than we are because they've had a game. So normally you like the back-to-back, you get a tired team, you do have a significant statistical advantage on that team. I'm not sure coming out of the break that I feel any more easy because they played last night.
Obviously, he's played center for the majority of his career. What are the challenges for Matthew Perreault as he steps back in the middle for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, it's a change. He's played enough center ice over his career. I'm not particularly worried about just your positioning. He's played with Nick before, and he's played sometimes with Chris before. So he's played with those guys, finding them, knowing where they're going to be. He'll make that adjustment real quick. After he gets two or three faceoffs, he'll be right back to where he was. And I think we should see an improvement in our percentages out of the middle with him there.
Last year when these two teams met, the first time, I think, there was like an astronomical number of hits.
Yes. Well, I would say yes, except it was both ways, as I remembered. They weren't shy in that either. What was unusual about that game is that the speed was there as well. So it's not often that a game that went up and down the ice at that speed, that usually the big hit games are kind of slogged and the puck stays on the wall and there's two hits on a play in the corner. That one was as fast a game as I think that there may be two or three others last year that was as fast as that game, and it got real physical and it got real testy for two teams that hadn't seen each other, and it was an outstanding hockey game. I thought it was one of the most enjoyable games of the year, and we're hopeful for that. Again, there's the Christmas break factor that you wonder about, but I would think this game will look a bit like that. Well, they won't be playing together, so that's start number one. I haven't felt that in the games that we've played since I've been here. Mm-hmm. Dustin's game, I think Toby's always been a pretty darn responsible player, and Dustin, you know, is kind of in the plus range now as a defenseman for the first time in his career. He has been good. He's still a dynamic guy, and if he feels like he can take a chance, he's taken the chance, but he's been quite a bit more responsible and patient in his game, and I think the stats prove that as well. So they're not playing together right now. They were good together at the start of the year, but they're split up now, and I think they're pretty responsible players.
Have you noticed much of a change in structure since Mike Sullivan has taken over?
Yeah. I'm going to have to honestly say no. I mean, I've watched three of their games, and yeah, there are differences in the way they played last night, maybe going into the break as well. It's a battleship. It takes a while to get that thing, anything turned in a slightly different direction. And all I would say is they played as fast a game, I thought, as smart a game as I've seen them play last night, and we're expecting that tonight.